Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue in this morning with Rappahannock United Way. This is ALICE Awareness Week, and we're going to get into all of that. Good morning, Janelle. Good to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It is ALICE Awareness Week. We have talked about ALICE for a number of years now, and ALICE has become really a focal point and really kind of a good reference point for us to look at how this community is doing, because it's easy to look on the outside and say, well, so many people, you know, have government jobs, and you look at some subdivisions around here and you just say, this is a pretty affluent area. But you start looking at who ALICE is, and then we'll get into the acronym of ALICE and all of that. And there are a lot of people struggling, unfortunately, in this community.
Oh, absolutely. And this was before COVID. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we were bringing attention to it, but now that COVID has come and ALICE is very prevalent, and the numbers for ALICE are going to grow, definitely.
Asset limited, income constrained, employed.
Yes, well
done. That is ALICE.
That is ALICE, an acronym that describes a target population in our community that really is kind of hidden, which is ironic because when you start talking about ALICE, people are like, oh, yes, I've been ALICE, or I am ALICE, or my daughter, or my relative, or neighbor. But really, a lot of times it's assumed they're doing okay because they make an income that would seem to be okay, but really they're struggling to make a basic survival budget.
Mm. And like you say, I think we all know we all know people who are ALICE, and we may not realize that they're asset limited, income constrained, employed, because this is sometimes a tough thing to admit that you're struggling. And I think sometimes, I'm sure a lot of times, the people who are ALICE try to hide it as well as they can.
Well, I think all people are prideful, but we have found that those who are ALICE are resourceful and will find support through their family or other supports, but typically don't ask for help. And honestly, they usually have been in positions where they've never had to ask for help, so they aren't familiar with the resources that are available in the community, and they don't know the right questions to ask, they don't know where to go. And frankly, a lot of nonprofits are doing the best they absolutely can, but are bound by the grants that they have, and they have to restrict the level of income that a family has. So Rappahannock United Way saw a gap and a need, and we're trying to fill it.
So what are some of the numbers locally as you start to break things down and look at in this area? Who are the people that are asset limited, income constrained, and employed?
Well, in the state of Virginia, 11% of individuals are poverty and 29% are ALICE. But, we commissioned a report to let us know exactly every county and city in Virginia. So, for example, 29% of Stafford County's households struggle to make ends meet. 29%.
29% in Stafford.
And so you might think, oh, it's those who are in poverty. But the reality of that is 24 of the 29% struggling are ALICE. So the numbers are huge for ALICE. But 24% of Stafford County. Now, Stafford County is one of those affluent counties, you know, in Virginia,
yeah.
The fastest growing, great median income. It's a great county. But we still have to realize that there are people who are struggling every day, 24% of these ALICE households. And Stafford government recognizes this, and they have used their CARE funds to support ALICE and to help those in their community have rent and mortgage assistance and utility assistance.
But when that decision was made, that had to really put a smile on your face you would feel good that Stafford County government leaders looked at this ALICE report and took it seriously.
Absolutely. They have embraced the report. They have embraced the numbers. And it feels good to be relevant at this time. But it's a catch-22. I've really struggled with this. I'm so proud of United Way and that we are in the midst of being able to help so many people in need and to be relevant. But it's also a sad time that so many people are in need. Now, that number I gave you was from the 2020 ALICE report that we just launched in July. But those numbers are all based on 2018. It doesn't include COVID, so no. We'll be very interested in 2022 to see what the ALICE numbers are after COVID.
Oh, you've got to think that it's just based on the and we've talked about the rent, the mortgage and rent assistance that you're providing for people right now. You would think it's going to go way up.
Oh, it absolutely has. We probably helped 80 people. Or maybe a little more, but about 80 households last year. We were very proud of that. The ironic part is we've helped over 80 households just in 1 month during this time with rent and mortgage assistance. So it's overwhelming.
Wow. So Stafford, do you have other localities as far as numbers go?
Sure. In the city of Fredericksburg, and this is typical of a city. It doesn't reflect anything about the city, but it reflects the makeup of a city.
Sure.
But 54, that's over half of the city of Fredericksburg households struggle to make ends meet. 40% are ALICE. So that means that these, out of the 54, 40% of the households are working. They are doing everything they're supposed to be doing to have a good life, but they're still struggling to make ends meet. So, and Fredericksburg City, too, partnered with us through their CARES Act dollars, and we're helping their citizens. In King George, out of the whole region, has the lowest numbers. 26% of King George County's households struggle to make ends meet. 20% of those are ALICE. So think about that. Of those struggling to make ends meet, if 20 of the 26% are struggling to make ends meet, but if they go and ask for help, they're usually turned away because they make too much money. They're above the federal poverty level, where many, many nonprofits are being able to help. And it's not a criticism of nonprofits. It's just how much money they have and how they've decided to help. But 20% of households are ALICE in King George. Spotsy, we have the report that 37% of Spotsylvania households are struggling to make ends meet, and 30% of those are ALICE. So ALICE is prevalent, and they are struggling to make ends meet. And if an unexpected layoff comes around, a life event like a divorce or a death of a family member, and all of a sudden you have to take care of that, or an illness, medical was our number one issue before COVID of issues that cause financial hardship. But it's hard times. And then I guess Caroline, 44% of Caroline's County households struggle to make ends meet, and 34% of those are ALICE. So we oftentimes think of poverty as our biggest issue, but ALICE really is our biggest issue, and it's also our biggest opportunity. And that's why we love talking about ALICE. Is you give ALICE a hand up, they can continue to work. They can continue to, take care of their families and their needs.
This is ALICE Awareness Week, Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. Janelle Donahue, the Rappahannock United Way, is here. And we will continue on this morning and talk more about this when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Janelle Donahue is here, the president of Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. There is all kinds of information on the Rappahannock United Way website about ALICE and the report, and also a number of great videos that you have done over the years, Janelle, with different people in this community who have been ALICE, and just tell some great stories and really even add more context to all these numbers we talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Our video this year for campaign is actually a young lady named Whitney, and her story is very typical of ALICE. She lived in another state before COVID hit, and very successful and was independent and making ends meet and was doing great. And then with the huge heart that she has, her brother actually needed a new heart, but didn't have anyone to take care of him. So she came to Fredericksburg to take care of him, did what she was supposed to, moved everything down here, found a job, was set to go. COVID hits. She's laid off.
Ah.
She just signed her lease for her new apartment. So here she is taking care of her brother, who had to wait several weeks before he could have a heart transplant. Wait several weeks, and she had no job. And she's like, this isn't what I planned for. And so she heard about Rappahannock United Way and our Alice Assistance Fund, reached out to us, and we were able to cover month's rent until she got a new job. And she got another job with an amazing company, is now stable. Her brother has had his heart surgery, and he's stable and doing well. So, you know, it really is, Ted. I'm going to continue to say it, but, you know, what would have happened if we weren't able to be there, if donors hadn't given, we didn't have the money for Alice Assistance, and she started to spiral or get into debt. She's not, and she's doing great, and her brother's doing great, and she had the ability to focus on him instead of focus on debt and being scared about money. And so that's what it's all about. It's that hand up, so that people don't spiral and then get desperate and lose hope, because we're all about giving individuals hope and resilience, to be self-resilient, to be stable in their finances. That's really what we're trying to do. And it's a payoff, because she's working and doing well and a good employee.
And that brings up just you because you're involved right now with the campaign, your annual campaign to raise money. And a lot of this takes place in the workplace, or you can do it individually. But it all helps, and it all helps fund things like the Alice Assistance Fund and other things. So when you see that, whether it's, you know, just a leaf, you know, some kind of a paper on your desk or in your box at work, or if you see something at home that you get through the mail, or maybe you've given in the past and haven't recently, consider it now, because it's these kind of things that make it possible for Rappahannock United Way to do what Rappahannock United Way has done for all these many years.
I appreciate that. And, you know, of course, you know, we're right in the midst of our annual campaign. So this is when we do our biggest push to ask for help. But we're making a huge difference, and we can't do it if the dollars aren't there. And that's how we do it, is through our workplace campaign with our large companies that really make a huge difference. Geico donates over $1 million. Their associates donate over $1 million. And we couldn't do it without them. Mary Washington Healthcare, Rappahannock Area Community Services Board. These companies whose employees just are loyal. I mean, some of the employees have been giving 10 to 20 years, a little bit at every, sometimes a lot, at every paycheck. And that way we're able to sustain the Alice Assistance Fund. We're able to give grants to nonprofits to help support Alice in the areas of education, financial stability, and healthy living. We're able to run our free tax program. We're able to do mission independence. With all of that, we're supporting our community, but we couldn't do it without the donors.
And if someone wants more information, just go to RappahannockUnitedWay.org, and you've got plenty of information there, or check out your Facebook page, information there. But Rappahannock United Way, how many years now in the community?
We've been here over 80 years.
Yeah, because last year was the 80th. Yeah. Anniversary.
It was. We are just so blessed. We're blessed to have been in the community for over 80 years. And while our model has changed a little bit, the impact we're making in the community has not.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way is here this morning as we talk about Alice Awareness Week. We talked about the statistics for locally. Do you have statistics that sort of even go even deeper and kind of break things out racially and in just other situations that people find themselves in?
You know, we absolutely do. You know, it's interesting. We love the fact that all the United Ways in Virginia, the state of Virginia, came together to bring the Alice Report. We launched our new one in July. This is a great resource for businesses, but also nonprofits, if you're writing grants, for those who have been involved in Black Lives Matters, in the movement. We have statistics in this report, and I really encourage you to go in and read and see what's involved. You know, Ted, it really it really backs up the struggle that we have in our community. We know there's struggle, but we don't know where it is. But what we found is, although Black Americans don't make up the largest proportion of the races in our country or even our state or our counties, 55% are at or below the ALICE threshold. So that means 55% or below will find themselves struggling to make a basic survival budget. And that's out of proportion, and we have to ask ourselves why. And so that's something that the data backs up. Also for Latinos, 50% are below the ALICE threshold, and may find themselves struggling for the, you know, for a basic survival budget. A surprising statistic that I didn't know was that single adults, cohabiting adults under the age of 65, and these are individuals without children, make up the largest proportion of households in Virginia, 47%, and the largest share of households below the ALICE threshold, 45% of ALICE, of those in ALICE, are single cohabiting adults below 65 without kids. So we really have created an economy where it's a struggle for individuals who are not married to go above the ALICE threshold and a basic survival budget.
That is worrisome, just because you think, and as they get older and you think about, well, you're getting to near the retirement age, some of these people are not going to be able to retire.
Right. They're not going to be able to retire. So it isn't just the young individuals, but it's older individuals that maybe haven't found someone to share life with yet. But the other thing, too, is, and Ted, you have young adults for children, and I have a young adult now in college. I'm really fearful of, will she be able to, you know, be independent as I was when I graduated, you know, Mary Washington.
Yeah.
I was very independent. I had a roommate, but life was good. I don't know that she would be able to be financially independent.
That is a concern, just just because of, and especially you look at around here.
Right. Right.
Or you look at around here, someone who's young being able to afford a house here. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of people now who are going to King George Caroline or even, you know, even Hanover to look for housing.
Exactly. And we want to keep people in our community because we want to keep a vibrant and thriving community. So it's, none of this is terrible. None of this is judgment. None of this is you know, meant to be judgmental. It's just meant to bring the facts so that we can make great decisions to help our community. How can we help ALICE thrive? Because ALICE also makes up our employment base, and we want people, if they're not financially stable and secure while they're working, I mean, can you imagine the stress? So if they're stressed at work about finances and all of those issues that they're dealing with, they're not a focused employee as focused as they could be. And so we want to find solutions to help ALICE. And that doesn't always mean a handout, but what can we all be doing to help ALICE and to make our community stable and everybody have a chance to be financially safe and resilient and to have the hope that they can, like you said, retire one day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, Janelle Donahue, Rappahannock United Way here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA, with this report, and you mentioned how a couple of localities have used some of their CARES money for ALICE. I think you would like a local elected officials to look at this report and make decisions whether it's the tax rate or any number of things that a locality and that a board of supervisors or city council can control to keep ALICE in mind.
Absolutely. And many of them have done that. I'm very proud of our board of supervisors in the counties and our city. Absolutely. They have accepted the ALICE report. They have studied it. And I think we can continue to refer to it to really understand the makeup of our communities and how people are struggling. The biggest piece for me in all of this, and this goes to also those on the Board of Supervisors, is just being educated on the reality of this, because a lot of people just don't realize. You know, I guess, you know, I still think, Ted, the 90s were 10 years ago. You know, in my mind, when we talk about 20 or 30 years ago, and
absolutely.
I'm like, what? The 90s were just, so when songs I grew up in are on the classic station, I'm like, are you crazy? No, but it's just 10 years ago. It's the same thing with wages. Hmm. When we think two working adults making $65,000, well, they make plenty of money.
Exactly.
They're doing just fine. We're basing that on what used to be the past, but the reality is in our region, majority of people need more than $65,000 just for rent or mortgage, for child care, for food, transportation. Anybody who is now working at home and has had their children at home knows the cost of food is insane. Like, I have a 15-year-old that I can't keep
good luck
fed, and it's extremely expensive.
Yeah.
So it's that thinking that, oh, you're fine, $65,000. And the reality is, for some of the counties in our region, that's just the top of the income for Alice. But for many, that's missing the mark by about $15,000 a year. So we don't want this to be a wage war, a wage conversation necessarily. It's about being educated to understand what it takes to actually survive and to make ends meet.
No, and that's what I think was when you first had the first Alice report, what, 4 or 5 years ago, that was really the benefit that I think it kind of opened our eyes to, like you say, you mean, you know, $65,000's not?
Right, exactly. And it isn't. That's the thing. It isn't. And so many people, I've had that conversation. It's been fun to watch the evolution of their thoughts and thinking change from, oh, that's plenty, to, oh, well, maybe not. Because when you start to do the math, it doesn't add up. And I'm blessed. I've been in my home for 20 years. My mortgage is nothing for the rent and mortgage I'm seeing coming through our rent mortgage assistance. I look at it at first and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how do they afford that?
Mm-hmm.
But I have the benefit of having had my mortgage for 20 years. But the reality is it's taking more than 30% of people's income to just have a house or a place to live.
It is Alice Awareness Week. That's what we're talking about this morning with Rappahannock United Way. Janelle Donahue, the president of Rappahannock United Way, is here. RappahannockUnitedWay.org, the website. And we will continue along. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here this morning, Rappahannock United Way, our focus, and it's Alice Awareness Week. You have mentioned it a couple of times. We've both talked a little bit about the Alice Assistance Fund and how that is kind of playing into this. Because as we talk about all of these numbers and everything, one of the thoughts is, so what? What can we do? And the Alice Assistance Fund is one way has something that has been set up to help the people that fall into the asset limited, income constrained, and employed category.
Absolutely, and that's what we did when we brought the report the first time in 2017. It was all about what we're doing now is Alice awareness, and we tried to teach everybody across the state who Alice was and what it was. But our amazing board of directors, oh my gosh, they're the best board in Fredericksburg. They kept asking the question, but so what? What are we doing to support Alice? And so we have the Alice Assistance Fund now, and it really focuses on the four areas that the Alice Report brought to light around Alice, which is the struggle with rent and mortgage assistance, the struggle with child care cost, the struggle with actually transportation, getting to and from work, because car repairs are so expensive. And then the other is the number one way to increase your wages is not necessarily to increase the minimum wage, but to help people find certifications and credentials to lift them into another level to be eligible for more wages. So those are the four areas that we focus in with the ALICE Assistance Fund. And, well, because of COVID and the CARES Act monies that have come in, we've really been able to focus on rent and mortgage assistance. We have helped hundreds of households. We've received over $1 million in grants. But let me just tell you, Ted, don't be excited for us, because that money is going to be gone by December 31st.
Wow.
One, it's the rule. And yeah. Two, there are so many people in need. We have helped hundreds of households, but we have hundreds of applications still in the queue to help. The blessing is we can help. But the reality is there are so many people who are behind in rent, mortgage. Forbearances have been allowed, but they're coming due. And a lot of people didn't realize, wow, I can not pay my mortgage right now, but the interest and the payments are coming due very soon. It's hard.
Yeah.
So the ALICE Assistance Fund, if individuals are interested, you can go to our website and fill out the online application so you can see if you can get help with your mortgage and rent. We hope, we're hearing that there may be some additional funds coming through the state after the first of the year, but we don't know the details yet around that. But right now we have monies through the state, but we need donations, because after January 1st, we may not have any funds. We believe the ALICE Assistance Fund will be exhausted by probably March timeframe, and we won't be able to help people.
And we just said just a few minutes ago, where would the community be without Rappahannock United Way and some of these funds? We don't want to find out, but that could happen. I mean, I'm sure as all of these cross your desk and you sign off, as happy as you are for each of all the individuals and the individuals, the families that are being helped by this, the thought has to be, as we here's more money going to this, and it's dwindling down, and like you said, after if it has to all be used up by December 31st, then we're in a different realm here.
We are. And if you're an employer, the benefit is we are helping to keep people housed, that your employees aren't going to be homeless at a certain point. We have a continuum of care in our community that focuses on homelessness and tries to prevent homelessness and tries to get those who are homeless housed. And because of the CARES Act, we have been able to house every individual who is homeless who wants to be housed. So keeping them safe, that is amazing. And so on the other end of that is Rappahannock United Way, keeping those families that are behind and could be evicted from becoming homeless, because we don't want to add to the problem. So our community is doing a great job around homelessness right now, but it's just going to get harder.
It's interesting you bring that up, because I was just going to say to you that there really are a lot of programs, because on Friday the continuum of care person with the GWRC was in talking about the goal to get 95 mm-hmm. homeless people into housing by Christmas. And there's that program. There's the ALICE Assistance Fund. There's the rent and mortgage assistance that you continue to provide. And there are a lot of programs out there, but they do all need funding.
Exactly. We all need funding. And how many of us are already starting to think about how many of us are thinking about Christmas and we're going, oh, geez, I gotta come up with that list. And what do I need? What do I want? I've been downsizing, or I've been mm-hmm. cleaning out during COVID. And so what if, you and your family considered those who are in need, that have been impacted during COVID? What if you sent donations to Rappahannock United Way and the continuum of care to keep people housed? I mean, it's not as fun to unwrap that at Christmas, but the joy and the change you bring in your community will outlast a gift you unwrap.
What a great idea to sort of, especially with this year and at this Christmas, to focus on other people instead of yourself.
Absolutely. And then you don't have to try to find some place to put that gift, and you don't have to dust it, and you don't have to.
Does it fit? Do they like the color?
All of
that. Of
course you're going to smile. Thank you so much. You don't have to fake it. But it is something to consider. And we're all blessed in this country. We have first world problems. But sharing a little joy with somebody who's struggling, and usually through this COVID issue is through no fault of their own, would be a huge blessing to them and our community.
You told the story earlier, Janelle, about the person who moved to this community to help her brother who was having heart problems, and she lost her job. And that's to go and watch some of these videos on your Facebook page or on the website there, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. It really is moving to me because you have stories of people who talk about who had a job and their car broke down.
Yes. I mean, an individual, no fault of her own, in the mental health profession, so helping people day to day, but because we didn't know what was going on with COVID, was laid off. Then her car breaks down, huge, huge bill. She takes it in, didn't realize that the car repair shop, and no fault to them, but required full payment before she got her car back, because I'm sure many people just don't pay, so that's understandable. But she wasn't getting paid, so she couldn't pay for the car repair. She gets called back to work. All right, I can go back to work, but I don't have a way to get there, because in Fredericksburg, except for the blessing of the Fred bus system, mm-hmm. which many of us can't utilize, there's no way to get to work. So you have to drive. And so she knew about our Alice Assistance Fund, and we were able to pay for her car repair to get her back to work, which helped the employer, which helped her, which helped those in mental health crisis, and helped the car repair place too, because it's not fair to those companies as well.
Sure.
They do the work. They need to be paid for their hard work. So it's a win-win for everybody. There are so many stories like that. The teachers and the first responders that are being helped by the YMCA providing childcare during this time because virtual learning is going on and teachers can't teach their own kids while teaching other kids. And so we want to be there. And that's our theme, is be there. We invite the community to be there with us.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org is the website to where you can find out all the information of all the good things that for over 80 years Rappahannock United Way has been doing in the community. And especially, boy, at these times, Janelle, even in the good times, we've talked about the problems that those who fall under the ALICE acronym mm-hmm. face. But boy, right now, with dollars so tight and situations so tight, and even in a lot of cases, people making less, incomes have been incomes that some of these jobs have paid are less. It's you're needed now more than ever.
We are, and we're trying to provide hope. If families have hope, that allows them to be resilient. And if they can be resilient, then they move towards self-sufficiency. And self-sufficiency works for all of us because that helps us as employers, that helps us as educators, that helps us as first responders. So that's what we want to do. We want to be there for our community. And we can't be there if others aren't joining us to be there for those in need right now and in our community. It's a hard time. It's a very hard time. But together, we can truly make a difference.
I like that. You mean you go from hope to resiliency to self-sufficiency, and that sort of really does cover it, and it does give you hope that there's something you can do. The other thing is the fact that when you've talked about Rappahannock United Way providing over $1 million in rent and mortgage assistance mm-hmm. over these last 7 months or so, that's just astounding. And without that, we would be a lot worse. This community would be a lot poorer because of if not for that.
Well, we would. And I think sometimes it's very easy to look at those households being helped as them, but really it's us.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of these individuals are still working. They're just reduced hours and reduced wages. All the things that we treasure and we value, without Alice, our community would come to a halt. And so it's not just unemployed. We are serving those who have lost jobs and can't find new employment during COVID, or maybe they're highly impacted by COVID and the risk that's there. But many of the households I'm seeing coming through, because I'm seeing the paperwork, are actually working. Hmm. They're just reduced hours or other. If we don't help each other, you know, our companies are going to suffer, employers are going to suffer, and so, you know, it's all about helping each other. So we always say, when you reach out a hand to one, you influence the condition of all. So that's what we do. We invite the community to help us to reach out a hand to one.
Well, and you mentioned that so many of these people do have jobs. It's one thing to say there's just this, you know, there's a lot of people, they're not able to meet their payments, but they also don't have jobs. But then when they do have jobs, you can provide hope then. It's not quite as dire.
Exactly. And when you are able to give someone hope, it sounds hokey pokey. I just, you know, it might sound, oh, those are emotional words. But the reality is there's brain science around that if you can give someone hope, you know, their brain lights up. They're able to mm-hmm. focus on other things. They're not just in survival mode. That whole Maslow,
the
hierarchy, yep. You know, if we can provide the basic needs, then they can move up that hierarchy and really make a difference. So that's what we're trying to do.
Mission Independence is still going. That hasn't started yet. It starts later this month, or is it already filled up?
I'm loving that you're asking about Mission Independence. It used to be just one week during the summer. And now, because of COVID, it's opened up to a virtual. So we're still doing it. We have fall sessions this fall for Mission Independence, which is our boot camp for real life. So if you have a junior or senior that you're like, they need some life lessons and to carry on beyond what they learn in school, we have some virtual workshops coming up at the end of the month. So yeah, it's coming up and we're not full yet.
Okay, so people still can sign up. You have great the one thing that gets me, it's for kids, and you make it for teenagers. You make it relevant. Just how all of these are named are just terrific.
Oh my gosh, I have got an amazing staff. So
you do.
What you're mentioning is, like, so on October 27th, and they're 30-minute sessions, so they're quick and easy. I know they've been on Zoom all day with school, but 30 minutes, but it could change their life. So the first one's like balling on a budget. So we teach them budgeting skills, and then we have Save That Money, Honey, teaching them the importance of savings and investing your money. And the other is Swipe Right, how to establish credit. And the other is Interview Like a Boss, and they actually get hands-on experience on a virtual interview. So Interview Like a Boss. Now, this is how many people get an opportunity to practice virtual interviewing, because that's the new way of interviewing now.
Yeah.
So it's October 27th, 28th, 29th. You can do one of these. You can do all. If you do all, you go into a scholarship drawing. But, you know, we want young people to start good practices in finances so they can be self-sufficient.
Well, and you think, too, that young people will take this, and as parents, you can tell them to do all of these things. And it's like, yeah, Mom, right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do something like this, they're apt to take it a little bit more seriously.
Oh, absolutely. When we did the camps, we've had young people go and buy their first car and understand when the individual tells them, oh, it's a great, great percentage there. Yeah, just 20%, and they can shake their head and walk away.
Yeah.
But that's not a great percentage. And then, you know, they can make those mistakes interviewing in a safe place, and then not make those same mistakes when they interview with a real job. We've had individuals start their own businesses. They learned how to write a resume because we taught them how. And
oh,
then
wow.
they got so confident with it, they started their own business helping other young people write resumes so that they could get jobs. So good things have come out of this program.
You mean when I interview for a job, I shouldn't go and go in shorts and a T-shirt?
Yeah, that's probably not a
no.
good idea. And in the virtual world, you want to be very careful about the posters behind you and
oh,
your
my.
Signs or your name, you know, Honey Bunny 27.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, there are a lot of little things
yeah.
that we just don't think about. But yeah, so.
So go to RappahannockUnitedWay.org, look up Mission Independence. And if you've got teenagers, that is something that, I was not sure if you were filled up with that yet, but if
no.
you're not, then that is a great program, because a couple years ago when it was a summer program, I remember we did a show on it, and
I thought,
what a great, great idea.
Well, so, and that's an opportunity with COVID is
yeah.
to change. You're like, oh man, I've got to do something different, but it's been a real positive.
Janelle Donahue here, the president with Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. It's Alice Awareness Week. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here this morning, Rappahannock United Way, and Alice Awareness Week is this week. Asset limited, income constrained, employed. The numbers you've talked about, Janelle, are just—they're staggering as far as the numbers in just this area and statewide. So, as we wrap up here in the last few minutes, what can we do? What would you recommend?
You know, that's the whole point of Alice Awareness Week. What can we do? So one of them is to advocate and to share about Alice. Tell somebody that you heard the show today and, hey, have you heard of Alice? And don't worry, you don't have to memorize the whole acronym, Asset Limited, Income Constrained Employed. But you could tell someone that, hey, there are people who are working hard who are still struggling to make it. Maybe we need to consider how we could help them. The other is to change your wording. We're almost there, but instead of saying the working poor, saying Alice, you know, because no one responds to the working poor.
Right.
You know, that's such a negative connotation, but Alice is positive because it's hope, it's employment, it's people working hard. Other is, I mean, I'm here, Ted, so I have to say it. You could always give to United Way and help us support Alice and the many things that we do, from empowering young people through Mission Independence to financial coaching that we do for free, our free tax preparation program, helping us provide grants to nonprofits that are making a huge difference, and also our Alice Assistance Fund, because after the first of the year, we're really going to be struggling to provide the assistance that we need. The other is, if you're an employer, think about one employer that found out about Alice, went and looked at all of their wages and compared it to the Alice threshold. Are your employees making the monies that they need to be able to just survive? And what could you do? And so this isn't about wages. It's not about, I mean, it is about wages, but it's not about the minimum wage. But it is about being realistic if you haven't kept up with the wages like our inflation has been. So just little things that you can do. Just be an advocate. Or when things get a little better, be part of volunteering with United Way. You can also donate school supplies for those who are needing school supplies in all of our schools right now because of virtual learning. There's so much you can do to get involved, so many different ways, whether it be money, using your voice, or donating goods.
And for the people who think, well, it can't be that big of a problem around here, you gave the statistics a little bit ago that 24% are Alice in Stafford, 40% in the city, 20% in King George, 30% in Spotsylvania, 34% in Caroline. It's here.
It's here. And it's only going to get bigger because of COVID. So the more we do now and the more proactive we are, the stronger and more resilient our communities will be.
Well, and again, this is the time with the campaign going on. If you've never given before, go to RappahannockUnitedWay.org. You'll see all the information about getting involved. Maybe you've seen it at work, and you've seen the paper that gets stuck on your desk or in your box. Just look it over. See what you can do. If there's something monthly you can do or a one time gift, it all will be used for things like the rent and mortgage assistance.
Absolutely, staying right here.
Fund.
Yeah, staying right here in your community, not leaving.
Yeah. Well, these definitely have been difficult times, but just the number of people that you've been able to help, and will continue to help, and somehow Rappahannock United Way finds ways to make things work even after December 31st, and if some of this money does end then, but you'll find a way. But it can be easier if we all get involved.
Absolutely. And we're excited. We're excited to improve lives. But we have to mobilize the caring power of our community to do it.
It's hard to believe, Janelle, that in another couple of months we are going to be talking about the tax assistance program and all of that. But what a year it's been.
It's been crazy.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org, the website, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Also check out the Facebook page also. It has all kinds of great information. Janelle Donahue, the president with Rappahannock United Way. Janelle, as always, thank you for what you do, and thank you for coming in. And we'll talk again next month.
Great. Thanks, Ted, so much.
That's it. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.